Life and Death, Past and Present. This is a podcast by Julie Fields about Catullus Poem 101. There isn't anything more absolute in life than death. It rears its ugly face at any time, disguises itself in many forms, and chooses who it wants without discrimination. It destroys the physical ties we have with each other, and it destroys emotional capacity. However, in some cases, lines between the dead and the living are blurred. In this poem, in honor of his deceased brother, Catullus tries to connect himself to his brother through both his words and rituals he conducted. Catholicism, Judaism, and Islam regulate the aspects of how one mourns the dead. These rituals were put in place to detach themselves from earlier pagan traditions, like the ones Catullus wrote about in this poem. In Poem 101, Catullus gave insight into some of the most intimate customs surrounding the gravesite, and to express how he felt about his brother's death. To back up for a second, Roman rituals included many different elaborate festivities. Many of the rituals practiced by the ancient Romans were conducted to establish a bond with their deceased loved ones. Hollow pipes were inserted into the ground next to the grave, and different offerings of wine, milk, and other foods were put down the pipe. This connected the living with the dead by giving them a chance to share one meal with their loved ones. Reeves believes that having the dead eating from the ground and the living eating from tables made the distinction between the two worlds. In Roman society, the relationship between the living and the dead was not as distinct as it is today. Meaning, in Roman times, the ancestral spirits were a part of their everyday lives. Whereas in today's society, we believe spirits move on and watch us from above. There are fewer boundaries that held the living from interacting with the spirits. Monotheistic religions object to these practices because of their association with pagan practices. These offerings to the dead were given to many deities, not just one single god. Catholicism, Judaism, and Islam worked to cut out many of these practices because it was viewed as an uncontrollable situation. In monotheistic religions, there is much less disorder. Most of the ceremonies and rituals that take place are strictly structured, unlike these mourning feasts. Many monotheistic ceremonies are conducted at the spiritual center rather than the grave and do not continue after the ceremony concludes. In order to tame the rituals surrounding the dead, many pagan practices were put to an end. Catullus held a deep connection to the rituals that surrounded the gravesite. Catullus was grieving the death of his brother and expressed his feelings in this poem. It is evident that these rituals have a deep meaning for Catullus. These practices were deeply rooted in the lives of ancient Romans and helped Romans in Catullus's position to heal from the loss of their loved ones. Throughout the poem, Catullus inserts the word frater, which means brother. In Roman culture, calling the dead one's name throughout the funeral was called clamantio. The use of the word frater three times is an emotional expression towards his brother's death. This addition of calling to his brother emphasizes the desire to comply with the customary rituals and pay his final respects to his brother. Although this ritual does not appear in monotheistic religions, it did have a profound meaning for Catullus. Monotheistic religions worked to invent new rituals that fit within the confines of their rigid belief system. Ancient Romans had fewer confinements to the way they thought of the world. This might be attributed to the fact that nowadays we know a lot more about the world we live in. So now we do not see the world in ambiguity, but within the lines of what society teaches us to think. We think about many different concepts, like the living and the dead, with strictly defined boundaries. We can learn from how Catullus and the ancient Romans thought of the world and try to think of things with a less closed mind. Now, Catullus 101. Multas per gentes et multa per aequora vectus, ad venio has miseras frater ad inferias, ut te postremo donare munere mortis, et multam nequiquam aloquere cinere, quando quidem fortuna mihi tete abstulit ipsum. Heu misere indigne frater ad tempte mihi. Nunc tamen itera haec postremo quae more partuum. Tradita sunt tristis munere ad inferias. A cipe fraterno multam manantia fluit. Adque in perpetuum frater adque vale. I come, having traveled through many people and many seas, to this wretched funeral, O brother. So I will bestow you with the final wish of death, and order you to address your silent ashes in vain. Since fortune took you yourself from me, alas, poor brother, indignantly stolen from me, now these things which have been handed down by the ancient customs of our ancestors, with sad gift for funeral rites, take these things flowing with a lot of brotherly tears, and for eternity, O brother, hail and farewell.